detail. There's also white label operators. So let's say you've got a hotel, then the hotel don't necessarily manage all of the staff that are working in there. There's an external company that come in who do the, you know, visas, the holidays, the, you know, all of the stuff that manage those individuals. Hello team, we are the Two Fat Brokers. I'm Barney from Dubai.
Ben from Abu Dhabi.
And today we are going to be talking about something that I've completely forgotten about. Ben, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the next big trend in UAE real estate, branded residences.
It's not the next big trend. Branded residences have been around for forever.
Yeah, but they're getting bigger and trendier.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
They're wearing skinny jeans and leather jackets. No socks.
Yeah, just like a Dubai broker. Yeah. Well, they're a big trend in Abu Dhabi. Like we haven't seen them much before. We do have some, but now everyone's talking about them, and they do seem to be able to command a premium.
Why don't we go through the branded residences in Dubai, starting with the random ones like the Lamborghini Villas, the Jacobs & Co. Tower, the Mercedes Tower. Amman Residence, Rosewood, Redwood. I mean, Redwood's a school.
Is Rosewood a hotel or is it a branded residence? Or is it a mix of the two?
What?
The Rosewood.
It's a mix of the two. It's a hotel and residence.
Yeah, so I think you can draw...
To the point where it's just getting a bit annoying, to be honest. Like, what magic new brand can you pull out of your... and decide to build a branded residence over it?
Well, I think it's two different things, right? One is like something that's attached to a hotel, like Rosewood, where you have hotel, you know, facilities and things like that.
This is somewhere we see a lot of value because they're established brands.
Oh, yeah.
It's not only a branded residence. I'm not taking a brand of a furniture and putting it on top of my building.
Bugatti, yeah? Residence.
I think that some brands demand value, like all these hotels that have been successful around the world.
Yep.
They sell the highest price per square foot, whatever they are.
Correct.
And then we have some random furniture factory putting up a name on a building. Yep. That's a different.
A watchmaker.
My problem. It's my opinion, yeah? It's not a financial advice. So my opinion is, if we can't dig into the contract between the developer and the brand, we shouldn't be looking only at the brand, because that brand contract could be a 10-year contract, and that name will go out of your signboard or of your building. So we don't know.
Which affects the intrinsic
value. Yeah, so I think everyone that is going to be buying something should be looking at the developer first, location, quality build, not only on a name that can change. Because it could. Some contracts are lifelong, some contracts are not. So I don't think people should be buying stuff blindly because of a name, rather than choosing who are they buying from.
You should be able to at least see how long that branded residence contract is going to, or branded residence is going to be contractually obliged to manage that building.
But I mean, it's the same with buying anything, right? So if you buy Rolex, you shouldn't be buying a Rolex because it's got Rolex written on it, right? You are supposedly buying it because of the quality of the watch, something along those lines. If you buy something purely for the name, you know, whatever it is,
but your Rolex watch, the name will die. You will die, and the Rolex is there. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not saying it's comparable, but what I'm saying is, let's say you had the Rolex building. I don't know if that exists.
It does, actually. Yeah,
does it?
Yeah, oh. I've been there for donkey's years since before I got here.
Yeah, so you know, a brand should be a sign of the quality of the building, right? In the same way, the Rolex is a sign of the quality of the watch. You know, but if you just have a name like on a building that doesn't, you know, represent the quality of it, then that name can change to anything. And you're buying it just because of the name. You're just buying it because it says Rolex on it, whereas the quality of the building maybe is, you know, not the same. So we're having
brand guidelines. So if you're a brand like Bulgari, the Bulgari Hotel and Residences had to be built to the set of guidelines internationally from Bulgari.
Yeah, and but there's value in that,
but,
right?
But there are other brands that have never done buildings before and therefore don't have the guidelines. So it's like, okay, Mr. Developer, take our name, slap it on the outside of your building, and let's hope you build something nice. I'm sure they're going to try their best.
Yeah. Well, but before I moved to Abu Dhabi, we were actually working on the Schumacher like buildings, right? So it was buildings to be named after Michael Schumacher. I don't think they ever got built, but it was basically
Sport City, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know Dubai at the time then, but you're just like basically putting a name on it and hoping people buy it because it's Michael Schumacher. But obviously he's got nothing to do with buildings, you know, or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, he sold his name. Yeah, so could have like, I don't know, the Tiger Woods building.
So I think people have to start to differentiate branded.
The golf course, he designed it, right? So you would expect the Tiger Woods golf course should be well designed, right? But and so the Rosewood, you know, residences should be well designed.
You've actually hit the nail on the head. Tiger Woods doesn't design golf courses.
So there are branded and branded, yeah? So branded residences, you know, Armani, Bulgari, all these guys have been building branded residences for ages. And everything that we sell, it's top price per square foot in the areas. But then you have random fucking brands coming out of nowhere, just putting a name on a building. They have no tradition of building. They are not builders. They are a brand of something else. And we don't know how long will this brand be there. So,
but then
I'm a little bit adverse to it. But
well, then you go, okay, so I mentioned the Amman hotels at the beginning.
But Amman is not a watchmaker, it's a property.
That's what I mean. Thing. And they are arguably the best hotel brand in the world, hotel and residence brand in the world. And they are charging anywhere, let's say, between 13,000 to 18,000, 19,000 dirhams a square foot. And people are paying it because they know what they're going to get.
But obviously, I mean, there's other you know, names being put on buildings, and the developer sees a value in it, right? Let's say it's Michael Schumacher. The developer sees a value in it. People are buying because it's Michael Schumacher or themed or whatever.
Michael Schumacher.
I mean, okay.
It's an example.
Whoever, the Fabrizio Saltini buildings.
No one's buying that.
No one's buying that.
It's got no roof.
But developers see a value because people are buying them, you know, because of, you know, some association. Whereas, you know, that's very different with, let's say, like the, you know, the Amman or whatever, where these people have built before, and, you know, there's intrinsic value, so that maybe if they lost the contract in 10 years' time, you'd still expect it to be a very well-built, you know, well-set-up kind of residence, and therefore there's value. But if you lost the contract with Fabrizio Saltini and we put Barney Crompton on it, you know...
Put Neymar Tower, like, or Ronaldo Tower. Nothing,
but people are buying it. So some people.
Yeah, but it could be a clickbait. Yeah, like, you know, I'm just using that to get your attention and sell a building, and you expect that he's going to be there.
That is
100%
what it is,
and is not going to be there forever. In some cases,
okay, and even as you say, because it's basically contractual, right? So, you know, that contract could be terminated after a year or last 10 years.
But it's a lifelong contract. We don't know. That's the problem we have.
You don't necessarily want a lifelong contract either, do you? Because if you've got a lifelong contract, there's no reason, or there would be an argument that the brand could just let the whole building go to waste, and you have no ability to get them out. You have to sue them to get them out.
But they're not running the business. It's just a brand. It's just a name.
But they have to operate within the guidelines. The brand have guidelines. So the Amman have guidelines, the way that this building, this hotel and residence should look, the service, the quality, you know, the whole shebang, you know, you aren't allowed. And okay, without going into too much detail, there's also white label operators. So let's say you've got a hotel, then the hotel don't necessarily manage all of the staff that are working in there. There's an external company that come in who do the, you know, visas, the holidays, the, you know, all of the stuff that manage those individuals. Those individuals are then trained to the Amman standard, right? So it's not always the Amman or the Marriott or the Kempinski or whatever. It's not always their staff looking after you. There's external companies that have been trained to do it their way.
Is Amman sponsoring this podcast? Has he been mentioning them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Quite a lot. I thought you said Cheval Blanc was also good.
Yeah.
Other
Cheval
brands
Blanc are good. But they're all LVMH anyway, aren't they, Amman? No, that's not LVMH, is it?
But I think you can also draw the distinction between hotel operators, where you're actually operating the building, and, you know, let's say watchmakers or furniture makers or celebrities.
Car makers.
Who someone else entirely is operating the building, and, you know, and whether it's built to whatever standards.
And what are your expectations from that building? Because this is their first building. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so so we're getting some, like, we've got the Nobu branded residence in Abu Dhabi. We've got
historically a well known brand.
Yeah, yeah, we've got Elisab residences, you know, we've got W Marriott, you know, we've got more of these residences coming up. So, but I think if they prove to be very popular, and Nobu Residence is, like, you know, probably the most expensive building on a per square foot basis in Abu Dhabi, if they prove to be very popular, we're likely to see more, you know.
Are they more expensive than Mandarin Abu Dhabi?
I think so, yeah. The Mandarin Oriental only launched just recently. That's Museum View, so view of Zayed Museum, whereas the Nobu's on, like, on the water with its own hotel and beach and stuff like that. So I think it is more expensive, yeah.
Have they sold out, the Nobu?
No idea. The big penthouse left, yeah, I think. Or sold.
They have sold out.
Really?
He's right.
Say sold out.
Yeah. There's one penthouse left, $130 million.
Yeah.
Which is the smaller one of the one that sold for $130 million.
Yeah, but I think even developers now, like Alda, are looking at different ways to market products, and they're using celebrity chefs and, you know, these kind of things, and branding, you know, their buildings in different kind of ways as marketing tools, almost, well, not like clickbait exactly, but, you know, to try and grab attention and show these things as being a little bit different in various different ways. So we also got Sama Yas building, and they've partnered with Chef Izu, I think that's his name, you know, and he's going to have a restaurant in there, and that's, you know, part of that marketing plan, which is slightly different from branding residences, but
and you have not to far. You have to kind of understand how difficult now it is with a city or a country that has so much construction. How do you get yourself to be recognized in a month?
Stand out now is difficult.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? You have to do something, which is why you see potentially the rise of these people who are not builders, nor are they hotel operators, putting their names to construction, to development.
And the problem is, even if you are getting, like, hotel operators and the Marriott, you know, whatever it is, so you've got the Marriott this, and then you've got three Marriott, you know, branded residences, and then all of a sudden that, like, pop and that, you know, zip has gone out of it. Like, if you had, like, two or three different Bugatti or Rolex or whatever it might be, so people are looking for, like, what's the new brand, and, you know, what's new and what's, you know, funky and upcoming that people have heard of, and that
would also be interesting extra. Because obviously a lot of these brands are represented by local families, aren't they? You know, they have the franchises to them in the countries. Be interesting to know whether those master brands are consulted before the local family who has the franchise to their name puts it to a developer.
100% they do, mate. 100% they do.
Yeah, they wouldn't just.
Nothing's 100%.
They'll not put on a building without having.
Yeah, devalues their brand.
Yeah, I mean, depends. You'd have to have a look at the contract to be sure about that. There's no 100%.
So on Saadet Island, we've obviously got the Louvre Museum. So there's some apartments built opposite it called Louvre Views, and they have to pay a royalty every year, the owners of those apartments, things like 4,000 dirhams, to the Louvre to use, you know, that name on that building.
So what happens when 10% of them don't pay?
Oh, the new, like, owner owner association will do a vote, and we no longer want to pay that.
Yeah, well, then I guess they'd lose the legal right to use the name Louvre if they
change the building name.
Yeah, maybe.
Again, they were back to that point of.
And what happens if 10% of the people don't pay, and the Louvre are like, well, you're short 10%.
Yeah.
The rest things of you have to make it.
I think those charges. People would pay. The interesting point would come where the Louvre would go, actually, you know, we don't want you to use our name anymore.
You're not maintaining the building to our standards.
Yeah, or we just don't see ourselves as being associated with apartments anymore. You know, sorry, you can't use our name anymore. And that could legitimately devalue the price of your apartments. So
what are the benefits? We seem to be focusing a lot on the potential negatives.
Well, it's all branding, you know. It's like if, why do you buy something from Emaar as opposed to another developer, right? A brand should, you know, show you the quality of what's being built. And you need to do your own research to see, is that really true? Right, so this is a brand, whatever it might be.
Those are brands.
Elisab or whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that reflective of the quality of what I'm getting here, or is it just someone just slapped a name on something?
So I think that if you do your diligence and look for what have this brand been associated with in the past, they build in London selling at a crazy price per square foot. They build in Paris at crazy price per square foot. So if you do their diligence and knows that the brand is selling at top dollar, then, you know, go ahead.
And they have a good track record.
Right, and the quality, right? I mean, if they've built something already and you can check the quality, why not? Because we're also getting a Jacobs & Co., I think, branded building in Abu Dhabi now, which Jacobs & Co. is jewelry?
Watch.
It's yeah. Watch, yeah.
Make it origin.
Yeah, so, you know, that would be interesting. If you were going to buy that, maybe you check out the Jacobs & Co. building in Dubai and see, you know, what kind of quality you're expecting, what kind of quality Jacobs & Co., you know, demand of developers to use their name. Have
they ready building Jacobs & Co.?
No, it's under construction.
Yeah. But I mean, anywhere else in any other country?
I don't know. No.
So hard to do your due diligence on something like that. Yeah. Guys, we've been given the notice by...
Stop peeking behind the
curtain. The man behind the camera. So I think what's the general takeaway? The takeaway is if you're going to get involved in a branded residence, make sure you can do your due diligence on them.
Yeah, that the brand reflects the quality of what you're going to get, not just you buying a name.
Yeah, and I would, again, you know, the brand should be one of the things you're looking at. I think you should be more concerned about who is building it, the location, and the quality. If it's branded, it's
and if you can get a peek at the branding contract, do that. If you can see how long they're contractually obliged to be part of the brand for. 100%. All right, guys, thank you very much for joining us. I hope that's been very informative. I've been Barney from Dubai.
Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Fabrizio.
We'll see you next time.